Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Option Round Podcast. Today, it's going to be a very exciting day for me. I've been looking forward to doing this one for a while. We're going to be talking completely about the Patriots free agency, what they've done so far, and what they're going to do in the future. I'm your host, David, and let's get right into this because Bill decided to spend the entire stimmy on an entire new team because he saw what he had last year, and it was awful. Let's get right into this with talking about receivers first. So Bill decided to go out there and get two new receivers, as the old ones did not do. We have an aging Edelman. He's an absolute legend in New England, so there's nothing against him, but he is getting a bit older, and he just doesn't have that same speed. He does have the quickness and the tighter turns, and he can get open still on because he's just so smart, and he just knows the offense so well. But he really needs some complement factors, and we need someone to blow the top off the offense, and Cam does have the arm to technically get it down the field. His accuracy is to be determined, and that will be for something later in the show of what we're going to be doing in the draft and if I think we're still going to be going with Cam in this current offense. Now on to the receivers we signed. I know we talked about the receivers in the last episode about the grades, and I gave Nelson Agholor from the Raiders a B-. I think that his entire purpose in this offense is to blow the top off of defenses. I think that in this offense with the two tight ends, the amazing offensive line, he's really going to just be designed to run a post route down the field or just run a streak. And if you ever put him in single coverage, kind of like what happened with against the Jets, he's going to catch the ball for a 50-yard touchdown if Cam can get it anywhere near him. This gives us a new dynamic that we haven't had in the past. We had Demetrius Byrd, who was good, but he's just not quite as young and as fast as Agholor. I do think we overpaid slightly for him, but at the same time, it seems like we have to overpay for someone like Agholor because he is only 26. He's young. He had an impressive season with the Raiders last year, and honestly, we have no one to throw him the ball. So unless Bill is extremely, extremely convincing for his sales pitch and what he was going to be doing with the offense, unless Agholor knows something that we don't, currently Cam Newton is throwing him the ball, who did not look stellar in the last 8 games of the season. So it really does seem that they had to pay him a little bit extra to get him involved in this system. $11 million a year is expensive, but it's not the worst thing I've ever seen for other receivers going for it. He did get a lot more, but at the same time, like I talked about last time, you can't just say, oh, well, for the same amount of money, you could have gotten him. That is not the case. These players don't want to play in certain places. The certain offenses are fit better for certain players, which Bill definitely decided to go out there and send a lot of money on tight end. The second receiver, which I love a lot more, honestly, as a signing, is because the Patriots are going to be a run-first type of offense. We have Cam Newton, who is a 200-plus-pound quarterback who knows how to run the ball, who had more rushing touchdowns last year than he did throwing touchdowns. We have an amazing run game with Damian Harris, James White, who is back. I'll touch on him in a second. And Sony Michel, Rex Burkhead. I don't believe he'll be coming back. I'm not quite sure yet. I'm not sure if we've actually signed him yet. I don't believe so, no. So I don't know if he's coming back, but we have the big three up front. James White is obviously the receiving back, and Harris is going to be the downhill runner who looked fantastic last year behind our fantastic O-line. Is the receiver we went out and got from the 49ers was Kendrick Bourne. Now, why I love Kendrick Bourne, why I think he's going to work so well in our offense, and is because he is an excellent blocker as well as getting open. So what he's going to provide our offense is it's going to be a big body on the outside who can really, really put pressure on a smaller cornerback. So if they put a smaller cornerback on him, he's going to be able to block him almost every single time, which will free up the run game from that side of things. So if we put two tight ends on one side or split tight ends on each side of the formation, wherever Bourne is, I see us running in that direction a little bit more because I think he's a better at controlling. To be fair, Agholor is not a bad blocker, so I'm excited about seeing that. I'm not sure how Neil Harry will fit into this whole situation, but he is a big guy. He did mess up on a lot of blocks and a few routes here and there, and he also had a few drops last year. Obviously, he's not living up to expectations in the slightest because there's been rumors of him being shopped around, but I do like this pickup more than Agholor. I think Agholor has a chance to be the better receiver, quote unquote, but I think Bourne fits our system perfectly, and his ability to be a blocker and also get separation when need be is going to be a huge asset to the Patriots passing game and run game. Speaking of passing game, Bill went out and decided to splash some cash, almost spending $90 million on two fantastic tight ends in Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith. he really went out and got exactly what he wanted. There's been links to Bill and Hunter Henry for about 2 years now. Every time he sees him play, he comments on how well he does in terms of he's the whole package. He's a run blocker. He's a great pass catcher. He's an excellent route runner. He's a good leader. He's smart. Bill has been connected to Hunter Henry for a while. It's been brought up about 2 years ago that he's wanted to sign him the second he becomes a free agent. And lo and behold, Hunter Henry is the second tight end signed. The big one and the big surprise was Jonnu Smith coming to the Patriots, but a young, fast, electric tight end who is fantastic with the ball. Once he catches it, he also is excellent at making contested catches. I think it's going to bring a whole new dimension to the Patriots offense. And all, as a lot of people know, the Patriots historically have loved to run two tight end sets. And him and Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, are going to be tearing it up. Now they just need a quarterback to actually throw it to them. Again, I'm not completely sold on Cam, but I'm also not off the Cam train completely. I do agree with him that he completely faltered last year, but with this new offense, he has all the weapons to succeed, and there's really no excuse as to why he would actually fail this time around. Why I do love these signings is that Bill Belichick loves to work the middle of the field. When Tom Brady was here, they did the same exact thing. They did the same thing down in Tampa Bay when they had Gronk and Howard, those two really awesome tight ends. If you have a tight end that can control the middle of the field, who's also an excellent run blocker, which Henry and Jonnu Smith are, it's going to open up not only the run game, because you have an extra excellent blocker on the outside that can take out an offensive outside linebacker or crash down on the defensive end or get into the secondary and blow up a safety, but it allows for incredible mismatches in the center of the field. So if you have Nelson Agholor, you have Edelman, and you have Bourne out there, and then you have Jonnu Smith on the inside, that means most likely either a safety is going to be on him, which he can beat, a smaller cornerback, again, which he can beat, or a linebacker is going to end up on him, or it's going to be a zone. All those matchups are excellent for Jonnu Smith. He's going to tear it apart, and if Hunter Henry's in as well, we replace Bourne in this situation with Hunter Henry, all of a sudden, you're sitting there with who do you put on these two massive tight ends? They're both like 6'7". It's going to be extremely exciting to see if Cam can actually throw the ball, which he did really well with Greg Olsen. These two tight ends are going to tear it up. These two signings for me, because I know how well the Patriots offense runs with a two tight end set, I'm going to give them an A for both. Mainly because I didn't see it coming, them getting able to get the best tight end room in the league. And last year we severely struggled. No offense to Ryan Izzo. Hope you do well down in the Houston Texans. But we had absolutely no tight ends last year. Non-existent. Cam had no safety valve in the center of the field, which made it almost impossible for Jacoby Myers and Darius Byrd to actually get open on the outside, and they also just started to pin their ears back for the run game, which is why the Patriots offense completely stagnated, and there's nothing they could really do. This year, the run game is going to open up a lot more things, and the play action with two tight ends like that in the middle of the field, I'm excited to see what happens, and I love these signings. I believe these are the best signings that we've done so far, besides a few of the key guys on defense and a few of the offensive line switches, but overall, in terms of splash and the flair signings, these tight ends open up the entire playbook to Bill Belichick that he's never had since Gronk and Hernandez back in 2012. So I'm super, super excited to see what he can do with these two. Obviously, they're not as good as those two. I think those two will probably be forever the best tight end duo ever to exist in terms of football mindset. Gronk is obviously one of the best tight ends ever to exist as well. But these two guys are similar in what they're capable of doing, which will just be phenomenal for this team. And if they are mainly a run first type of offense, that play action fake is going to be brutal for teams to be able to stop. Football games are one of the trenches, and our offensive line is looking like one of the best in the NFL with the addition of Trent Brown from the Raiders on a 1-year, $11 million deal. Trent Brown's been posting on Instagram and Twitter about how he's felt like he will go back to his old self back at the Patriots. He's been the most happy here. He's fit in the best here with this current system. And I'm super excited to see him go back to his old former self. I'm not saying that he's going to go back to instantly becoming a Pro Bowler again, but if he can get to at least 75% of what he was with the Patriots 2 years ago, I think this is a fantastic signing and a great prove-it deal that he's going to be on. We also get Ted Karrasis back from the Dolphins. He went down there, started for the starting center for the Dolphins. He came back. I think he thought he was going to be the starting center for the Patriots because he thought that David Andrews was going to go elsewhere because we couldn't actually afford him. Luckily for us, we get the captain back, David Andrews, which is phenomenal, which now means that Ted Karras will be the actual like glue in terms of we have a sixth excellent offensive lineman, which a lot of teams do not have the luxury of having. And offensive linemen go down probably the most of any of the actual like positions in the NFL because they're just so – they get hit every single play, and they're really big guys – and the knees and the legs areas get injured a ton, especially on tackles. So I'm super excited for Karras to be here on such a very team-conscious deal. I believe it's only for $4 million. And David Andrews coming back for that cheap, that man deserves a parade in itself. He's coming back on a four-year, $19 million deal for a top 10 center in the NFL. That is ridiculous. He could have gotten so much more money, but he decided to come back because he loves playing for the Patriots. He loves playing for Bill Belichick, and he's going to make a huge difference on this offensive line. It's young, but also it's massive, and it's fantastic. It's going to be the catalyst of this offense. It's going to allow Cam to have time in the pocket to throw to his new weapons like Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith, but it's also they're going to be the best running team in the NFL. Besides maybe the 49ers, but that's the only ones, or the Ravens. But I still think that we'll be able to beat them out in terms of running rush per game because this offensive line with these two tight ends and Damian Harris at running back, I don't think that anyone's going to be able to stop that in terms of actually, unless they put like what, 8 to 9 guys in the box. And if you do that, Cam did look washed last year. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that he is the answer to everything. I do think we're going to be drafting a quarterback, and I don't think that that young quarterback is the answer to everything either. But Cam Newton is still an NFL quarterback, and if every single time you put 8 to 9 guys in the box and he steps back to throw one-on-one coverage every single time, eventually they're going to hit something, which is going to open up the run game again, and it's just going to wear you down. I think that the Patriots' style of play is going to really fit into, if they get a lead, I think it's going to be some ugly football, but I think they're going to win a lot of games if they get the lead. If they go down early, this offense is not designed like the Kansas City Chiefs to score in 35 seconds. Nelson Agholor is the only one that I think can actually pull that off. The rest is going to be a methodical push down the field. So it's going to be all based on this offense and defense working in tandem, the defense getting stops, and this offense wasting a lot of clock with the ground and pound game, and Cam Newton be able to actually hit a throw. That will all be TBD, but this offensive line I'm super excited about. I think that these two moves are phenomenal, and I can't believe we actually got David Andrews back. And again, a big shout out to him. Quickly, before I go into the entire offensive breakdown of how I see this offense actually running next year, James White's back, Super Bowl hero, Patriots legend, third down specialist. I love this. I can't believe we got him back. I'm so excited. I think he's going to be an asset to Cam or a young quarterback, whoever gets him. But on third down, there's no one I'd rather have in the backfield than James White, unless it's a third and one situation. And even then, out of all the running backs, Harris I'd definitely probably rather have because he's just the bigger back. But James White always seems to make things work, and he always seems to get the extra yard. The overall free agency grade for the Patriots for the offense, from my personal opinion, would be a B+ to an A-. I think it would have been a clear A if there wasn't a few overpays in terms of receivers, but I think overall that the addition of those tight ends, what they did with the offensive line, bringing Cam back, which I'm not completely sold on, but getting him for that kind of deal is excellent, and just getting all those small pieces to make a very competent and very scary run-first style offense. Let's get into exactly how I think they're going to be utilizing this style and who I think is going to be actually on the field. With these couple of signings, I think it's going to be a rotation-type receiver, rotation at receiver. So I think that Agholor is going to be the number one, which is a bit scary, if we're being honest. I do like what he's been doing, but it's a bit scary that he's going to be receiver number one. Kendrick Warren's probably going to be number two. Maybe Edelman will be number two. It really depends on how well he comes back from his injury last year. The third is going to be either Edelman or Bourne, and fourth is going to be Jacoby Myers or Harry, depending on the situation that's in there. I think, obviously, Myers is better at the slot, but I think Harry's a bigger body, so if we're running the ball a lot, he might get some time. I think what's going to happen with these receivers are going to be asked to do a lot of blocking, because I think that this offense is designed extremely well to run the ball, as I mentioned in the past. And I think that what they're going to mainly do is run two tight end sets almost every single play until you can prove that you can stop it. I'm assuming on first downs, there's going to be a lot of running. I think it's going to be a misdirection between a Cam run and a Damian Harris run, but I think it's going to be just built off of that first down run. I think they're going to run behind their huge offensive line, possibly inside. As the Patriots, they always do sweeps and some tosses, which really just drive me nuts sometimes, especially when the straight ahead running is working. But I think that there's going to be very few teams that can match us in size in the offense and the defensive line to our offensive line. So I think that the first couple of at least games for sure is going to be us just running over teams in terms of that sense. Again, I'm not saying we're guaranteed to win. I'm just saying that's the initial game plan, which I think what these two tight ends are going to do is they're going to be able to block super efficiently as well. And that is when the play action pass will come out. And if you have Nelson Agholor on the outside running a streak, which takes one or two players, if you only leave one, that does leave you in one-on-one coverage deep, which is a bit scary. I think that Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry are going to work over the middle a ton and be menaces. If the team runs the zone, they're going to sit in the zone, in the open spots of the zone. And if it's man-on-man, there's very few people that can cover these guys one-on-one the whole game without getting some sort of separation. And also, most teams have like the one dude who's good at covering tight ends, right? Like they have that one unreal safety who's going to come up and just like, I'm going to shut you out. Like there's no doubt in my mind, I'm going to shut you down. The thing with the Patriots, they have two excellent tight ends, which just means that there's going to be off matchups every single time unless the Patriots receivers become useless, which there's a chance that Bourne and Agholor aren't as great as they are hyped up to coming in, which then the best cover guys will go on the tight ends. But at the same time, if the tight ends get close to the offensive line, I think it's going to be tough for cornerbacks to get that close, and they're going to get caught in the wash of the offensive line so they don't play too often. So I think there's going to be a lot of running and a lot of play action. I'm super excited about it. And to touch on this, I think that this offense would be a perfect fit for a young quarterback because all the pressure is off you. For the most part, all you have to do is hand the ball off and then do a play-action pass, which most of the time you have a good amount of time to actually get a throw off or just scramble or throw the ball away. So if the Patriots do elect to go with someone like Mac Jones, Trey Lance, I think those are the only guys that might be available. Justin Fields could be available technically if the 49ers go with Mac Jones or Trey Lance. I think the other guys, Wilson and Lawrence, are obviously gone 1-2. I think the big pick is going to be number three, is if the Patriots are going to trade up in the draft. But this offense is designed for a young quarterback to be comfortable in. And to be fair, it's also designed really well for Cam Newton. A huge offensive line, two great tight ends, an excellent running back by core, because you have James White, Sonny Michel, who's not as bad as people say. Like, look at the, like, it's not, he's not nearly as bad. He's a great backup. And then also Harris as well is the main back. And then we have decent receivers. This Patriots offense looks 10 times better than last year's, so I'm excited to see what they can do. And again, I think this would be an ideal fit for a young quarterback, especially with all this play action, all the skill position players that Bill Belichick has picked up. New England fans, is going to be a lot of, honestly, pretty terrible, like disgusting ground and pound games. I think the Patriots are going to win a lot of games, like 20-10 type of deal, 20-14. 28-14, those type of scores. And I think it's going to be a lot of moving the ball very methodically down the field. And luckily we got Nick Folk back, who the leg last year, he did a complete turnaround. The year before that, I wanted to kill him. And this last year, he played phenomenally. So I think it's going to be a lot of positional battles, especially with how good the Patriots special teams are, because we re-signed Bethel. And obviously we have Matthew Slater, the best special teams player in the league. We have Jake Bailey as a punter. It's going to be a slugfest type of style. It's going to be a field position type of style. It's going to be a clock, running the clock type of battle. And Bill Belichick is probably one of the best coaches to be in that type of battle week in and week out. So if you're looking for flair, I don't think this is the team for you. But if you're looking for a team that has a decent shot at making the playoffs and also competing with the AFC East title, I think this team has all the things needed besides the biggest question mark, obviously, is quarterback. I'm not going to go as far as say as some people like on Twitter who say he's like the worst quarterback ever in the league and he's like ranked 42nd. But I'm also not going to go as far as say as that he's going to play like week one of last year. If he plays somewhere in the middle and we draft a quarterback, I think he gets benched midseason. If he plays a little bit up to snuff, I think that whoever we draft gets a whole year behind this offense to actually learn it. I'm super excited. Get ready for some ground and pound Patriots fans because it's coming your way. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, Bill is on another tear to fill any hole that he had in his defense last year, which if you ask any Patriots fan or anyone that watched football, and Patriots game included, was the defensive line was trash and not that good, and we had no one that could really rush the quarterback, and our linebacking core was lacking depth and or anything that was playmaking slash ability. We lost Dante Hightower, the leader on defense, because he opted out for the season. He's going to be back this year, which I think is a huge boost, even if we didn't get the other two signs I'm about to mention. But he's going to be the leader of the team. He's going to be the leader of the linebacking core. He's able to get pressure like he did in Super Bowls past and the Falcons, and also just the person that overall just disrupts the defense. He can read an offense very easily, and he knows exactly how to get people in position and what play to call on the field and also what to do with the ball, and he makes very smart plays. He's great at stopping the run. He's decent in the pass game. He's not amazing, but he does the job because our secondary is phenomenal, so I think that takes it to the next level. And we also, to accompany him, last year we were lacking, and this year we have a wealth of riches. We got Matthew Judon from the Ravens, who is an excellent hybrid linebacker. He's excellent at rushing the passer, but he's also excellent at dropping back into coverage, into zone coverage, sometimes man when absolutely necessary, but great for covering the running back out of the offense, but also great on sending out a blitz and constantly sending him to get the quarterback. He's also excellent in the run game, which is also where we beefed up some defensive tackles that we just signed. But the other player that we also got, who is also excellent at all these things, another fantastic hybrid linebacker, is Kyle Van Noy. He's back from the Dolphins. So happy to hear his name being called again as a Patriots linebacker. He was phenomenal when he was here before, and he really brings that next level, and he's going to be very consistent because he knows exactly how the Patriots run their defense. So it's going to be like inserting a already fit puzzle piece. It's just going to be an amazing fit. And these three linebackers now are an immense upgrade for what we had in the past and what we had last year. It's going to take this unit to the next level. And we also re-signed on the defensive line, Dietrich Wise. We also signed Devon Godchuk. Sorry if I mispronounced that, from the Miami Dolphins, who apparently is a fantastic run stuffer, which is something the Patriots kind of struggled with last year as well. Again, if you watch Patriots, they were wide open up the middle. So the fact that we have a new nose tackle, and we also re-signed Guy, which is phenomenal, which I think is going to just really just solidify this defense. We can play four down linemen. We can play three down linemen. We can play four linebackers. We can play three linebackers. We can play three linebackers and safety like Phillips or Jalen Mills, who we just signed, which I'll talk about in a second when we talk about the secondary. But the amount of players that we're signing, obviously barring injuries, is just going to give a phenomenal amount of wealth on the defensive side to actually let us play to the strengths slash weaknesses of our opponents. If our opponents struggle with constant blitzes and they have a young quarterback and they can't really get it off and they use a lot of play action, those type of things, we're going to bring in the bare front. We're going to bring in we're going to probably have it like six or seven guys standing at the line every single snap, which is what the Patriots used to do when the likes of Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower. So now they have Matthew Judon and Kyle Van Noy. It's going to be insane the things they're going to be able to do. And same. So I'm super, super excited to see this front seven. I think it's going to be pretty monstrous, honestly. And with the current secondary that we have, there's been a lot of talk about Stephon Gilmore going each different way with his trade. But this front seven is phenomenally upgraded with Judon, which I think is an A signing. I think it's a slight overpay in a sense that he definitely got a lot of money, but in free agency you have to. But he's exactly Bill Belichick's type of player. So I think it's an A because it was a huge need that we had on this. And Kyle Van Noy, for the price that we got him, 2 years, $13.5 million, is an absolute steal for someone that knows the system this well. I think it's going to take us to that next level. And it's also going to give guys like Uche and Winovich a chance to learn from these older veterans who can play now, but we also are planning for the future, which is super exciting. Now to the secondary unit, which is it's probably one of the best in the NFL with Stephon Gilmore and J.C. Jackson lining up. Jalen Mills is a new signing from the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a slot corner slash hybrid safety, which is something that we definitely really need because Devin McCourty and Patrick Chung is retiring. Phenomenal career. So much respect for you, Patrick. He really gave everything to the Patriots. I always loved seeing him play. He was a phenomenal in pass coverage, taking out the tight end, and also a phenomenal run stopper, and just an overall leader. So best wishes to you, man. Hope you enjoy retirement. You really deserve it. I think Jalen Mills comes in, and he kind of plays that role with Adrian Phillips. They probably switch back and forth in that role, and I'm super excited to have some depth there because I think that Adrian Phillips played phenomenally last year, but he didn't have much linebacker help, which I think was the biggest issue. So now that we have linebacker help, I think he's going to really excel in this new system, and Jalen Mills can either come in as a nickel cornerback, or he can come in as a kind of a hybrid type safety, which is going to give the amount of options the Patriots have is just unreal. So overall, the defensive grade I would give this offseason is an A-, because they really addressed everything they needed. Now, I'm going to caveat this with saying teams in the past have not done superb when they just spend a ton of money in free agency. Some of the caveats with this is that we're bringing in some people that were already here, like Kyle Van Noy, so it feels more like a re-signing of Kyle Van Noy. Technically, it's a new signing, but it's a re-signing in my book. But I think a lot of these players provide more than we really understand. I think that we also signed a lot of good depth players, like Adams and McMillan, and also Henry Anderson, which I think really just provide that next tier of, in case injuries do happen in the NFL, it provides that next tier of just like solid guys in the rotation that can come in, get 23% of the snaps, 30% of the snaps, and really play their hearts out for those situations, which is why I'm sold on the Patriots defense as a whole. I'm not sold completely on paying this much money for Judon, for Jalen Mills, all these new guys that are coming in, the defensive tackle from Miami, we have Henry Anderson, all these guys are coming in. I'm not sold completely on those guys, but I am sold on the overall defense because we're getting people back like Hightower, we're getting people back like Van Noy who are coming in and just essentially coming back and bringing this defense to what that was already a top 10, top 15 defense with the secondary, which is incredible, back to a top 5 unit. I don't know if they're going to be able to finish top 5 because it's still new and also their offense isn't amazing, which might lead to them being on the field more often than not, unless Cam Newton really pops off or a young quarterback comes in. But just the fact that Hightower's coming back really sells me this defense being top 10, probably top 5 defense. And I think that it's going to be a phenomenal situation for the Patriots to be in. If they can get the running game going and this defense starts to click with the likes of Stephon Gilmore, the likes of Judon, the likes of Hightower, the likes of J.C. Jackson, this defense is stacked, and there's really no good way to combat it. They have a solution for everything as long as injuries don't subside. And I'm excited to see this team play. It's going to be some ugly games, but the defense is definitely going to win out most of their matchups. And defense does win championships. It's not the flashiest of things, but as you saw, who had the better defense in the Super Bowl? The Bucs by a landslide, and they made the best offense in the league kind of look terrible. Patrick Mahomes looked good, but everything else was pretty non-existent, and that was because of a fantastic defense. Now, the Bucs offense played phenomenally. Let's not forget that, but defense wins championships. Look at that year against the Rams. Our defense gave up 3 points. That's unreal. I think this defense can get up to those levels of just being completely dominant like we were in 2018. And I think it's going to take it to the point where like they can carry a terrible offense. And this new offense has a lot of new toys. And I'm excited to see what they can do. And I think that the Patriots have a chance to compete for the AFC East. And I also think they have a chance to compete in the playoffs. I think they have all the pieces. With that being said and all my rambling done, I think the Patriots free agency as an overall grade would be an A-. I think that the offense and defense both significantly got better in terms of people coming back after COVID, such as Dante Hightower, and also all the signings and the re-signings, people like Van Noy, people like Judon, people like Hunter Henry, people like Jonnu Smith. I think the Patriots got significantly better, and time will only be able to tell if, as teams in the past have not done super well when they spend a lot of money in free agency, but I do think that this Patriots team is a bit different because they had a very, very solid defense, and they also have players who know how to win, which I think is a big difference for some of those teams in the list that have spent more than $130 million in free agency. And they also have Bill Belichick, which I know a lot of people aren't completely sold on because they still think that Brady was the Patriots' way, which I think it was a combination of both. But I think that he's going to be able to pull off some great things with this roster because he was honestly able to put together a actual football team with a roster last year that was abysmal. They had no receivers. They had no tight ends. Their offensive line was hurt. They had a struggling quarterback. They had a young running back who played fantastically, but still a young running back. They had injuries on defense. They had opt-outs. They had no linebacking core and not really any pressure on the quarterback. And they still were in the playoff conversation until week 14, which is just ridiculous to think about. So it's not as flashy as winning a Super Bowl, that's for damn sure. But Bill Belichick really made the most of the roster last year, and I think he can do it again this year with a significantly improved roster. Now, Patriots fans, we have to sit and wait and see what the Patriots decide to do in the draft. Do they trade up for Mac Jones, Trey Lance, Justin Fields? Do they sit back and wait another year? Do they trade for Jimmy Garoppolo? I've been seeing tweets that we're not in the race for Garoppolo at the current moment. I have seen tweets that we're in the race for trading up for a quarterback like Jones or Lance. We're not getting Wilson. There's a chance we get Fields if the 49ers take Lance. I don't think that we're going to have a chance that Wilson or Lawrence, obviously. So I would be okay if we took Mac Jones or Trey Lance or Justin Fields. The most excited I am about is Justin Fields. He has an amazing arm. He's super athletic. He's fun to watch. Mac Jones is consistent. He's got a great arm. He knows how to run an offense. So I think that Bill Belichick, he's that kind of person. I think he's one of the most people who is, at the current moment, if you had to stick him into an NFL team, he has one of the best chances to succeed right now. I'm not saying his ceiling is nearly as high as others, but I think he's one of the best for in terms of just if you stuck them in game one of the season, who might have the best game or the most outing might be Mac Jones, just because he's built in the Alabama system as someone who can get things done in a system that's built for him. And as like I said before, this Patriots team is the perfect fit for a young quarterback. So I'm hopeful that Bill strikes in the draft, but we will have to see. I think that this offense and defense are designed perfectly to take all the pressure off of a young quarterback and put it all onto the running game, defense, and special teams that the Patriots excel at. If you did like the show and you like to hear me ramble or like to hear my other hot takes about any other team or the things that will be coming up next week, please do follow the podcast and all on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, anywhere you're listening, or you can go online to our website, The Option Route Pod, and you can sign up for updates every single week when a new podcast drops. And also follow us on Twitter at The Option Route Pod. Super appreciative if you could share this anywhere if you liked it. And please reach out to me on Twitter if you hated any of my takes or liked them. Please let me know. Looking forward to talking to you guys, interacting on Twitter. And see you guys next week.